for light, we settle for glitter. In our pursuit of excellence, we settle for success. In our search for you, we settle with ourselves. Seldom realizing that in our voyage to the shores of surrender, we anchor in the mirage of doership. Breaking free from these clutches, we bring forth to you a saga of transformation, a journey inward. To you, dearest Bhagwan, the resident divine of all our hearts, we, the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Mudanahalli Campus, offer this drama titled Mine to Thine. Gaze at the vast, limitless expanse of our Lord's creation. Marvel at the multitudes of diversity that sustain themselves to let the very existence be, with every minute spent as a constant struggle to evolve, with every action taken seeking the path of ascent. Swaying constantly to the winds of fate, man savors the vicissitudes of life's hues, with sturdy roots seeking to firmly hold on to the inexplicable expanse of devotion and surrender. But scattered are his emotions, varying from hope, love and ambition, to suffering from doubt, hate and desire. The efforts of journey through each of these emotions, exploring and finding fruition in their quest for the Lord. With each learning, infusing life and strength into this swaying sapling, transforming it into a matchless tree which enlightens as much as it empowers this intellect, giving them wings of flight, taking their wisdom high into the unchartered realms of understanding the divine, to discover for themselves what is that which the Lord himself endures. Truly, what could the Lord, who has created and sustains all that pervades this magnificent universe, want? Let us journey together through yet another quest to fulfill the Lord's longing desire.
Your Majesty, the Royal Bard wishes to present a poem glorifying thee.
Very well then, let us hear it.
Vajra Vaidurya Munu Swarna Mani Ratna Mulengan Chee ఆతిథ్యం తమ రాజ్యమందు.
Truly a delight to ears and heart. Words can never be adequate to extol your verses, for they converge on the heart itself. Let this be a token of that infinite delight. Mahamantri, what is the state of affairs in the kingdom?
Your Majesty, by the Lord's grace, everything is as well as always. Many sages who are renowned teachers have established themselves throughout the kingdom to debate upon various philosophies and to expound upon the revered scriptures.
The crime rate has also been on the decline, for the royal guards have been galvanized by your words to take every measure they can towards mitigating crime in the kingdom.
Your Majesty, we have got yet another.
Maharaj, we captured him in the Nelapalli province while he was attempting another theft.
Your Majesty, that looks like Rudra, the wicked bandit who terrorizes all the village folk.
Tell me, what compels him to commit such crimes? Is it because he is deprived of basic necessities?
No, Your Majesty. As a matter of fact, he hails from a well-to-do family. However, his inexorable greed for material wealth made him repudiate his own family and set upon this heinous path. He has been warned countless times, Your Majesty, but to no avail.
If despite repeated warnings, he continues to act like this, then no sentence would correct him. If banished, he will only cause harm elsewhere. Such a person can only be sentenced thus. Guards, throw him into the dungeons.
Jai ho! Jai ho!
Maharaj, why do you look so despondent? The sentence you prescribed to this man was well in accordance with the law. There is no need to feel sorrowful about it.
No, Rajguru. That is not what plagues my mind with worry.
Then what troubles you, Maharaj?
Last night, I had a dream from Lord Vishnu. He looked worried, like he wanted something. So with utmost humility, I approached him and ventured out to seek his unfulfilled desire. And what the Lord said surprised me.
And what did the Lord say, Maharaj?
The Lord seeks a home in our kingdom.
Isn't that a news to rejoice?
Rajguru, Mantri, I have built hundreds of illustrious temples for the Lord throughout the kingdom. Each one more majestic and imposing than the other. Each of these were fashioned and maintained with utmost care and devotion. Why then would the Lord come in my dream to tell me this? Is he not pleased with our temples?
Maharaj, let this not worry your mind. Mysterious are the ways of the Lord. This is probably his way of indicating that his sanctification can only follow our orientation. Let us build another temple, one that is much grander than any before, not just in its construct, but more so in the character.
Maharaj, I suggest that we go in disguise throughout the length and the breadth of our kingdom and find the right people for this task.
So shall it be. We shall depart first thing in the morning.
Field this season shows no sign of profits at all. Hope seems too far-fetched now. What can I do? Please find a way out of this predicament.
Worry not, Murthy. Hard work, when administered with a right dosage of divine grace, never fails. Have faith in the Lord and don't let your spirit sap. And you, Anji, what's the matter?
Namaste. I come from the Tahasildar, Shri Vibhava Bhupati. My master has asked me to convey to you his immense satisfaction for your construction of his manor. He says he has never come across an architect of your caliber.
Oh, that's very kind of him to say.
In fact, he is so pleased that he has sent this as a token of his appreciation.
I am grateful for his thoughtfulness, but I'm afraid I will have to reject the money.
But the Tahsildar was very particular about you being amply rewarded. It would disappoint him if you have been more than amply paid for my workmanship, as was the agreement. Accepting this would be an outright dishonor to my beliefs. I pray that the Tahsildar would be unstinting enough to appreciate my reluctance. I conceived that men of ideals existed only in utopian tales. But today, you took me by disbelief. I will return to my master with this gratification.
Rejected him outrightly, didn't you? For how long will you continue to be an insufferable idealist? Don't you realize that there is nothing unjust about accepting his recompensation?
Shastri Garu, I am but a simple artist who limits the immense quality of the art by my skill. And if used for mere pecuniary gain, it would only be profane. Besides, what would I do with all that money?
What will you do? Maybe you could help us conduct these satsangs more often. Even I pity our sorry state. While on one hand, our Shastri Garu is successfully solving half of the village's troubles, he is failing miserably in knocking even a little sense into you.
Raghupati is absolutely right. How far will art take you if it fails to manifest success?
Yes, one must never neglect accomplishing glory, right?
Pardon me, but I fail to perceive so. For me, everything else looks minuscule against the infinite enormity of art. It is for me an incessant voyage that only expands its frontiers with ardent pursuit.
Oh, the less you hit to his straddle, the better. By the way, you don't look like you're from around here.
Nobleman, you are in the presence of His Majesty, Raja Mahendra Varma.
Forgive us, Your Highness, for not having recognized you upon first sight. Of what service can we be to you?
The Maharaj and I were on a mission to find a deserving architect for the construction of a grand temple. And he has been directed by the Lord himself to build a home. It is Maharaj's wish that only the most principled man must undertake this propitious endeavor.
Thus, we chose to inspect all potential candidates in disguise and get a first-hand perspective. Today, I think we found one. Janardhan, Your excellence runs parallel in both your profession and your integrity. I must ask, have you ever built a temple?
No, Maharaj. I never have been so fortunate to do so. But it has always been a dream.
Pardon my curiosity, Maharaj. But I fail to see the reason as to why a temple is required in our province, where God is celebrated in all forms of life and is epitomized by nature itself.
True.
However, a temple doesn't just serve as a visual splendor or an architectural marvel. It would act as an anvil upon which the already existing spiritual awareness can enlarge its ambit. Would you like to take up this mammoth task?
I will, Maharaj, with all my heart and passion.
Mahamantri, you look into all their requirements and ensure that there is nothing found wanting.
building a home for the Lord. What an opportunity that would be.
Forget not that it is this process that progresses is growth.
Standing the test of time are not man's monuments for the Lord,
but the monument of mankind that His benevolence creates.
Embarking on His new mission, will the dazzle of distinction change His otherwise insipid life?
Will He still be able to cement His faith despite His clamor for excellence?
And this time too, the Lord's love shall have no bounds in offering opportune moments.
But it is entirely up to Janardhan to make or break his own journey,
to blossom with the fragrance of his devotion or wither away into the annals of time.
Yesterday.
Eh? Why are you whispering? Are you telling me a secret?
But sir, I was asking if those black stones could be used.
Ah, coherence. Be clear like this every time. And for your question, yes, you can use them. Are Muthu, come here. Oh yes, Sastri Garu, here I come. Your horoscope this week says you must avoid any kind of travel lest you face some dire problem. Huh? What? Our Giri's daughter is getting married. What a great news. When is it then? Ayyo, nothing at all. Look, Janardhan is here. Beware of your reputation, Janardhan. Why would that be? People might take you for a liar if you tell anyone that it is your first temple. That is too high a praise for me.
I just hope that everything comes out well. Don't worry. I am sure the king will really be impressed with the progress we have made so far.
I hope so too.
By the way, how is Vishnu? It's been a while since we have seen him.
Vishnu? With the project coming up, I have hardly been able to spare him any time. I haven't even been there with him when he completed his education. I hope he understands the importance of me being here.
I am sure he will take it well.
Raghupati, you look so concerned. What's the matter?
I think there is a problem with the statue material. The sound that this stone emits while I chisel tells me it is hollow on the inside and is thus very delicate.
You mean there is no way the idol can be continued?
It isn't impossible, Shastri. I can definitely complete it. But I'm afraid the idol will not last as long as the temple would.
I think we should start it all over again.
What? What do you mean again? Don't you see? After having come this far, there is no time to do it all over again.
Shastri Garu is right, sir. Maharaja too would not be very happy to hear this.
Yes, Shastri Garu. What he says is right. Just think of the way in which the Maharaj himself came in disguise to hand over this project. Don't you think it will tarnish his reputation if we leave the idol this way?
Your point is correct, Kaka. But imagine the consequences each of us would have to face if we exceeded our deadline.
In my sincere opinion, we do not really have any good reason to face the brunt of the Maharaja's anger by delaying the work for a reason beyond our control. Now I even wonder why I brought this up.
The very purpose of having this intricately carved temple is to house the Lord in the form of this glorious statue. If the pursuit itself is fundamentally flawed, wouldn't that render all our efforts meaningless?
But Janardhan Garu, will the devotee's love for the Lord change with this form?
For years to come, this temple will stand testimony to the implicit faith of the devotee and the eternal love of the Lord. When we are just the instruments that the Lord himself has chosen to do this task, how can we incur the sin of deceiving a devotee? This decision is not just about today. Of course, I would be guilty if I exceeded the deadline, but I would anyway satisfy myself knowing that it was for a greater purpose that I sacrificed my supposed reputation.
Janardhan Garu, you are making it very...
Forgive me, but I do not think this discussion is still open, Raghupati. You will most definitely make a new idol, and that idol alone will adorn the Sanctum Sanctorum. Namaste. I will take your leave now.
I don't think all of this fuss is even necessary over such a petty matter. The sculpture looks resplendent on the outside. Why fight over some things that will anyway go unnoticed?
Arre pagal, when will you ever understand the importance of choosing right path over the easy one?
True, Dada. All through my experience, I have seen several architects whose only obsession was to make their work aesthetically beautiful, no matter of what quality it held. Here is someone who is ready to forsake even his own repute for doing what is ought to be done.
With this scrupulous step, he has indeed honored the faith and devotion of countless number of devotees.
Yes, Dada. Above all, he is taking great care about each of us. I think we must respect his judgment for the kind of person he has been.
Seems like our Janardhan is forgetting what it is to stand on ground. Now that he is levitating all the time because of his newfound pride bloating him up.
And all of this undeserving praise is not helping either. Otherwise, how could he cast away your word, Shastri?
What you are saying is right, Raghu.
How could he snub us so unceremoniously in front of that mob? How could he forget that we are his friends?
When he could be careless enough to brush the feeling of friendship aside, nothing must force us to cling on to it either. Shastri, it's high time we take things into our hands.
Yes, yes, we must. But how is the question?
For a tree to be uprooted, chopping branches would be of no help. We should start with the roots itself, if you know what I mean.
How could I be so oblivious to this? It's time we remind our friend of his place
and regain what is ours, authority and respect.
You know, Raghu, the progress we have made is truly stupendous. I never expected such rapid rework on the idol. Seeing my dream manifest into this reality is an opportunity bestowed by the Lord to immortalize my skill and bring fruition to all my efforts.
All our efforts, my dear friend. Forget not that each of us are a statue that requires painful chiseling in order to be perfect.
Don't get started with your statue lessons again. But recalling what happened to the statue is a godsend message that makes me feel that we are missing something. I think it's a sign of our inconsistency. Like you said, the fact that we need chiseling proves that we are nowhere near perfection. Don't you feel it too?
Nothing to worry, Janardhan. This is by far the grandest temple to have come up in our entire kingdom.
And without doubt, the greatest to ever come up for 100 years to come. But that's where our comparison stops.
What? Why? Is there a greater building elsewhere?
Everywhere. From the Panchasthala Mandir Drama Hall,
to the Vrikshendra Council Hall,
to the recently completed Tahsildar's mansion.
But wait. Those are what I have built. What are you trying to say?
Do we still have to spell out everything for you, Janardhan? Listen, no doubt, you are a great architect.
The best our kingdom has seen since your own guru.
And remember, we would be foolish to question your professional capability, having seen your capacity for these many years now.
But look, you said it yourself, didn't you? Yes. We felt that too. Do you really feel we can do justice to this temple? After all, we are simple village folk. Do you think we can continue doing this, even after knowing that we are not perfect for this?
But the king himself?
Forget what the king has told you and ask yourself. Yes, you wanted to build a temple, and an outstanding one at that. But it is not just about your ability. It's so much more about your devotion.
You have built great monuments in your life. Just don't let this final one disappoint you.
We really see no good reason to do this now. But we would hate to see a glorious career ending with your own dissatisfaction.
And always remember this. For old time's sake, we are with you whatever your decision is.
We will take our leave now.
What was I even thinking? When I agreed to take up this colossal monument, I have never even built a temple before. And now, here I am. Acutely incompetent, but shouldering the task of building the greatest temple ever, to be conceived by the most incapable architect.
My friends are right. I do not really have what it takes to do this. How could I not see the Lord's clear indication through this statue that I am just an impediment to this entire process? My friend, your demeanor is in wide contrast to the sublime atmosphere of this place.
How better can my inanity be described if not through what you have just said? Blinded by the tristful success of my work so far, I have blundered by accepting the king's offer to build a home for the Lord.
What an opportunity that would be. Now, are you telling me this just so that I would be jealous of your fortune?
If only you would hear me out, even you would pity my disdainful state. I not only made the mistake of consenting to take up what I cannot complete now, but I have very unkindly played with the hopes of not just my people, but even the Lord himself. Oh, forgive my impertinence. Why am I troubling you with my worries? I don't really know you. It's nothing. Just nothing. You look like you have come from afar. Do you have a place to stay for the night? If you do not, I'd be glad to host you at my place. It's not very far from here.
I am Sudama, and I am on a relentless journey to...
Sorry? But am I hearing right? Are you the very same friend of Lord Krishna?
Yes, I am. And it is the same reticence you suffer from that repressed my heart's longing to visit my friend, apprehensive whether he would remember me or not. Till my wife impelled me to give up all my weariness and pay a visit to my friend in Dwaraka.
Stop right there. Where do you think you are heading to?
I am here to meet my Krishna. I have traveled a long way to reach here. Please let me enter.
The generosity of our Lord seems to have traveled wide and far. But that doesn't mean every shrewd pauper who arrives with outstretched hands is to be paraded to the Lord himself.
Oh, fortunate Dwarapalas, I come to the Lord not seeking alms, but seeking his arms in an embrace. I am here to meet my childhood friend, Krishna. Please tell him that his Sudama awaits at his gate.
The Lord of Dwaraka?
Your friend? Your imagination and creativity can truly match none.
Oh, Brahmin, respecting your age, we ask you to kindly leave, or else...
Sudama?
Krishna?
Is that really you? Did it really take you these many years to remember this poor friend of yours?
How could I ever forget you, Krishna? You were the constant companion of all my thoughts. My heart leaps in boundless joy that you recognize me, that you remember me.
How could I ever forget you, my friend? You are not just a guest here, Sudama. This is as much your home as it is mine. Don't you remember those beautiful times when all that was mine was yours and all that was yours was mine too? Rukmini, see who has come to visit me at last. It is my friend from childhood.
Is it the very same Sudama that you keep telling me about?
Krishna, you washing my feet? I would never accept that, Krishna. You are a king. Mother, you too.
To you, my dear Sudama, I'll always be your friend. You know, Rukmini, when we were students at Guru Sandipani's ashram, we used to study together, play together, and even eat together. So much so that we were as inseparable as the eyes are from the eyelids.
How could you be so compassionate, Krishna? Your love has managed to bridge even the longest gaps of time. It feels like it were just yesterday that we were in the ashram.
By the way, did you come this far just to fill my ears with your sweet words? Haven't you brought anything to present your closest friend with?
Krishna, what can this simple man offer to you, a great king, at whose behest anything and everything is brought in abundance?
Sudhama, are you trying to conceal your gift from me?
Look, Lord, I see a small bag that he is trying to hide.
This is nothing, Krishna. It's just a little bit of...
Let me see and judge for myself what you have so lovingly brought for me. You have brought me my most favorite dish. Ah, how many fond memories this pouch brings back. The most complex and beautiful savories of the palace cannot match even a morsel of this irresistible delicacy.
Krishna, a king, that too of your stature, should not even partake a morsel of this stale poha that you glorify so much.
Lord, don't you think you had enough? Lost in this taste, you even forgot to thank your friend. Let me too have a morsel of this fortunate dish that you savor with a relish that even my skillful cooking could not elicit.
How well you remember my favorite dish, that you brought it from so far away.
Forgive me for my inability to offer something that befits your stature.
Sudhama, you judge this apparently simple dish as unfit by your worldly senses alone. But I can see through this offering the faith that your wife had as she sent this dish through you. I can see the devotion through the piece of her own sari that she packed this with. I can see your love in every step taken in coming all this way to meet me and give me the dish I savor the most. Remember this, Sudhama. Whenever anyone offers anything with a heart filled with love, faith and devotion, I shall gladly accept it.
Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati.
The sole criteria for the Lord. Just look at the grandeur of this temple and compare it with my stale offering. When he could take such fervent delight in my modest offering, I think as long as your objective and sincerity are rightly placed, the Lord would be more than contented.
Sudhamaji, I think Krishna himself has sent you to eliminate all my hesitation and uncertainty. My heart at last is free from all inhibitions that my mind created. No tide can move this anchored ship any longer.
Sudhar de, lila lola param.
Janardhan Garu, we have exhausted our supply of wooden logs.
Well, I'll put a word to the supplier. And by the way, how is your father doing? I heard a while back that he wasn't doing well.
What can I say, Janardhan Garu? I can only thank the Lord for this. With each stone we put in place, his health just gets better. His determination to be present for the temple inauguration seems to be his motivation.
Very happy, Jaggu. Namaste.
Namaste.
Ah, what a splendid sight. Such remarkable progress. This is way grander than what I had imagined.
Maharaj, this truly is a pleasant surprise.
Nor did I expect to be here, but for my inner beckoning, which constantly underplayed my involvement, making me feel guilty for not having come here earlier.
The Maharaj is mighty pleased with this progress.
Your Majesty, Mantrivarya, more than half of the construction is complete and the rest is already underway.
What is this that I hear? Your Highness, the idol of the Lord looks like it is just getting started.
That one? Maharaj, I mean...
With all due respect, Janardhan Garu, of what use is this magnificent temple without the idol to adorn it? Do you realize the gravity of your grave neglect? Your disregard for this idol has misplaced the trust that we had so duly reposed on you.
Maharaj, if we may be given the permission to speak, we could implicitly justify the inaction.
You may do so.
Maharaj, while the sculptor was in the process of sculpting the idol, he encountered a defect with the material, which he immediately conveyed to the architect.
His immediate response was to stop the sculpting and start it all over again with new material. We vehemently protested such a decision, saying that it could lead to a delay in the completion of this project.
But he had reasoned out to us that such a decision would not just be an insult to the Lord, but also to every devotee who would sojourn here with the hope to find God.
Such noble thoughts. Forgive our misplaced anger. I pray to the Lord that your purity is enshrined in this temple of yours.
Forgive my impulsive outburst and my acute misjudgment, Janardhan Garu.
Narayana, Narayana.
By the grace of the Lord, it's Devarishi Narada himself. Pranam, so great one. To what do we owe the pleasure of your visit?
I have come at the Lord's behest. The dedication and sincerity exhibited by all your efforts has touched the Lord. He is so mighty pleased that he himself has offered to come for the inauguration.
Your nectarine words fill our hearts with illimitable joy. His auspicious presence would be a clarion call to all the sadhakas who seek to benefit even from a mere glimpse of his.
Maharaj, may your temple be a beacon of light for true devotion. Endeavor for the Lord through the fruit of your hard work and truly earn his benevolence in limitless abundance. Narayana, Narayana.
Only the Lord can design such impeccable opportunities that intertwine our destinies with his divine leelas. He first desires a home, then he decides even to inaugurate it. The unfolding of these events seems so surreal.
Of course, your Majesty. The Lord is merely mirroring your unwavering devotion.
Not just my devotion, Mantriji. This blessing is brought about by the sheer sincerity and unmatchable dedication of all these people. Janardhan, I must confess, your lack of experience in temple building gave me fleeting moments of apprehension. But with this news, I am confident of having made the right choice.
Your Majesty, it is unfair that only I am the recipient of your abundant praise, for which this edifice is the result of the workmanship of all of us here.
Truly, it would not be an exaggeration to say that you are a blessing in disguise. Who would have ever imagined that Lord Vishnu himself is going to come down? We are all keenly waiting in anticipation to revel in that moment when the temple would find its fulfillment.
Are Raghupati, do you realize in whose companionship we have lived all these years?
Of course, Shastri. How much more fortunate can we be? Such nobility and piousness. Poor Lord, what could he do but come rushing down to his devotee's beckoning?
Raghupati, even you know very well that this is all a combined effort. How can just one block of stone make the entire temple? But it looks like His Majesty has misjudged the role of all other stones.
You are not just a normal stone, Janardhan. You are the very idol.
Can we stop this now? I get it. You both are jeering me. Let's not waste any more time in gossip. You remember it, right? The Lord is coming here soon. Right. We have truly got no time to squander.
Resume your work, Janardhan Garu. Lest you leave this incapable craftsman directionless.
We too must get going. Namaste.
Vishnu, when did you come back home?
We were still thinking that you were in the ashram.
Shastri uncle, Raghu uncle, welcome. Please come inside. I actually just came back last week. Did father not tell you?
How are you, son? Of late, you are very rare to be found.
All is fine and good. I have been a little busy with my training. Under Sri Narayan Bhatt, a renowned architect from the Kannada Rashtra.
Oh, pardon me.
Do you want to have some water?
Yes, please.
As you were saying, you were training under Sri Narayan Bhatt. Truly a scholastic achievement. And you kept this a secret all this while.
Too modest, Raghu. Just like his father.
I'm sorry, uncle. Hasn't father ever mentioned this to you?
No. Never for once in all these months. Any father in this world would be so proud that he'd personally go around telling one and all about it. But then again, your father is a very busy man. He has got a lot of things on his head. Where would he find time for all this? Vishnu, now that you are fully equipped with all the necessary training, what are you planning to do next?
Under a contract given to Gurudev by the Maharaja himself, he has recommended three of his best students for the job, and I am fortunate to be one of them.
Very nice, Vishnu. You really have blossomed under the tutelage of your guru. You are so like your father. But of late, he has immersed himself completely in this temple. He dived headfirst into this dream project of his, but is yet to break surface again.
You are right, uncle. Sometimes he would even start talking to himself and make imaginary calculations in thin air. I think it's the overpowering workload. But anyways, he's doing this only to please the Lord, isn't he?
Definitely. There is no second guessing your father's devotion. there is a sea of change in his character since he embarked on this massive undertaking.
But just between us, don't you think your father is in fact drowning in all the immensity and pressure from the project?
I don't quite get you, uncle.
Look, Vishnu, we are as concerned about your father as you are.
But doesn't he seem to have grown blind to some of his other duties?
The ones that he can never give up or hand over, like he could do with the temple.
But I don't think he would be able to dedicate himself truly to the project if he doesn't detach himself from other trivialities.
I think your life must surely mean a little more than a triviality to him.
I mean,
forgive my candor, but does he even know about what goes on in your life anymore? I mean, he probably has more knowledge of the temple workers' lives than about yours.
I am not trying to point it out, but does he even know that you just finished your education and that you have a job?
Actually,
foolish us, unnecessarily burdening you with unwanted issues. We were only trying to voice our genuine concern for our dear friend.
Rakhu, Vishnu is more than capable of making things right. Oh, I think it's time for my evening rituals. We shall take your leave now.
Father, how was your day? Father, is everything all right? Yes, son. I was just asking you how your day was. Oh, right. It was fine, Vishnu. Do you remember our temple worker Pradeep? His son has recently been commissioned into His Majesty's army. He was so proud, and so was I. What happened, Beta? You look like you are upset of something.
Yes, I am, Father. You tell me that Pradeep uncle's son has got a job. Well, at least his father is truly proud of him. How I hope I too had a father who would take pride in my achievements.
What are you talking, Vishnu? You know how proud I am of all your achievements.
Then tell me, Father, how is it that no one in our village even knows that I'm back home? How is it that even Shastri and Raghu uncle, your closest friends, did not know about it till I told them so?
Vishnu, these things might have just missed my mind. You know how busy I am, right? The ruler of the vast land had decreed that my skills would adorn the Lord, the best in our kingdom. Even the Lord himself has chosen to be there tomorrow for the inauguration of the home that I am going to gift him.
Understand this, Father. All the care, love and affection that you pour onto your stone temple will not even seep in. Blinded by your responsibility, you neglect your duty.
Mind your words, Vishnu. I very well know what my duties and what my responsibilities are.
You think that this project has given you purpose. Remember, Father, your burden has only broken your sense of direction. Do you even know that I too got a job with His Majesty?
Why would you even bother to know that? After all, I am not yet another stone carving.
You are crossing your limits, Vishnu. You dare to insult the home of the Lord? Your pride makes you feel above the sanctity of the Lord's work. Forget not that if not for me, the grandeur this temple enjoys would be for naught.
The flicker of fame and the glitter of success blind you from the resolute light of your own consciousness. Isn't that the reason you neglected me? Grandeur and fame. Father, I cannot bear to see you in this state. You do not even eat or sleep well. You have given so much of yourself to this work that forget about me. You no longer have you for yourself. Stop this, Father. Stop all of this. Let's just go elsewhere.
You understand nothing, son. Nothing at all.
The Lord himself is to come here tomorrow. How can I be anywhere but here?
Enough of this madness, Father. Can't you see that you are no longer just immersed in your work? You are drowning in the enormity of this never-ending endeavor. It's time you make your choice. Me or that temple.
Don't make this hard for me, Vishnu.
you know how much I love you. But it is not every day that the Lord comes down to us.
Come on, have your food and sleep early. We have to be there even before the others tomorrow.
Janardhan Garu?
Yes, Muthu. What's the matter now?
Sir, as I was leaving the temple for the day, I happened to notice that you had forgotten to lock the Garvagruha. Was it left open for any particular reason?
Arey Muthu, are you certain?
Yes, sir. I saw it with my own eyes.
Something must be happening to my memory. You go home. I shall go and lock it myself.
About how the Lord will react to the home that I am going to give him. That's why I am getting all hysterical. My eyes can deceive me, but not my touch.
What kind of a calamity is this? This statue is broken. And tomorrow morning is the Lord's visit. There must be some way I can fix this. Why on my callousness? Why could I not have just locked the door like every other day? Maybe I could confess about my folly to the king and give them all an explanation. But what about me failing my Lord? Weren't all my efforts directed solely to please you? To ensure that the home that you so desire is of the grandest becoming? Was I not so proud of doing?
Oh, I see it now.
Blinded by the vanity of my ability, I fail to see that when the entire creation takes its home in you, how could I be foolish enough to think that I was building you a home? I sought perfection over prayer. I sought sincerity over surrender. I chose myself over you.
मैं कर रहा था नहीं था बताएं तेरा हुनर था गलती हुई मुझसे माफी चाहता एक दफा तुझको ही पाना
For the Lord's arrival.
But where is Janardhan? In fact, it is his effort that the Lord is rewarding with his presence.
Don't worry, Maharaj. After all, today is the day he finds fulfillment for his life's work. He'll be here any moment. Ah, there he is.
Janardhan, is everything all right?
Forgive me, Your Highness. Forgive me. All of this is my fault.
What happened? What fault are you talking about?
You must all forgive me. What words of consolation can I ever offer that match all your blemishless effort?
Calm down now, Janardhan. If this is the repentance for your pride, consider yourself forgiven. Now go and get ready. The Lord is expected here any moment.
Our actions were solely intended to help you find your purpose.
What? Don't you get it? It isn't about me. It's about the Lord's statue. It's broken. What will he say when he sees his home unfinished?
What do you mean it's broken? I just finished adorning the statue with the finest of silk, the most precious jewelry, and the most fragrant garlands.
No, you must be mistaken. I've seen the statue broken with my own eyes.
But that certainly cannot be true. Your Majesty, I have just checked and ensured that everything was ready and all right.
But Your Majesty,
Shastri Garu, his distress and desperation worry me. There might be some truth in what he says. We must ensure that we are not found lacking in any manner whatsoever.
What about your home? I can't believe what I see. The idol is complete and resplendent. You have yourself built your divine abode, Lord.
Lord, forgive me.
Father, but I fail to see the purpose of all this Leela.
Do you still not see the point, Janardhan?
Every time man's inquisitive nature gets the better of him, he fails to comprehend the role the Divine Master has for him in his plan.
Even as you were busy building the temple, the Lord was busy building you for himself.
Forget not that everything that has happened to you was for a purpose. Did you not realize that in this process, every single hurdle that you crossed was exquisitely crafted only to prepare you to receive the sublime flow of grace?
But why did the Lord need to take the blow on himself?
Who can really comprehend the extent to which the Lord will go to help his devotees?
He undertook the painful process of removing you from yourself, making you completely hollow, only to fill you up with himself. The Lord had finally intervened and took the matters into his own masterful hands.
The eternal home I seek is made neither out of marble nor granite, neither out of stones nor sand. It is built experience by experience, crafted by me in preparing you to be my home. For my ultimate homecoming is in the deepest recesses of your love-drenched, faith-filled, devotion-decorated pure heart. It is now that you and I become one. And that is the purpose of all this rise and downfall. Only to rise again, and this time in my arms.
Bebasti ye zindagi tumne aake sawar di.
Oh.
Gajavadanaayaka, Shri Sai Ram, invoking Bhagavan's divine blessings on the auspicious occasion of Makara Sankranti tomorrow during the early morning session of Omkaram and Suprabhatam from 5:10 to 5:40 a.m. in Cyclone Hall, Bhagavan's Sannidhi curtains will be kept open. All devotees can receive Bhagavan's darshan from where they are seated. The regular morning session in Cyclone Hall will commence at 8 o'clock with Vedam chanting. At 8:20, the prize distribution ceremony of this year's annual sports and cultural meet of Sri Satya Sai Educational Institutions will commence with the entry of the ceremonial procession into Cyclone Hall, comprising marching squads of flag bearers, captains and vice captains led by the university brass band. After a brief introductory remark, a faculty member from the Anantapur campus, followed by five senior student speakers, representing each of Bhagwan's educational institutions will be addressing all of us. With Bhagwan's blessings, we will then have the prize distribution of this year's annual sports and cultural meet. After the prize distribution ceremony, we will be blessed with Bhagwan's divine discourse on the occasion of Makar Sankranti. The morning session in Cyclon Hall will then conclude with bhajans and Mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Tomorrow's evening session in Cyclon Hall will commence at 4:30 p.m. with Vedam chanting. At 5 o'clock, the students of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthi Nilayam campus, will be offering a drama titled Sarvam Krishnamayam. The evening session in Cyclon Hall will then conclude with bhajans and Mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరాం. స్వామివారి దివ్యానుగ్రహ ఆశీస్సులతో రేపటి రోజు పవిత్రమైన మకర సంక్రాంతి పర్వదినాన సాయికులవన్ సభామండపంలో ఉదయం ఓంకారము మరియు సుప్రభాతం జరుగు సమయాన అనగా 5:10 నుండి 5:40 వరకు భక్తులు ఆసీనులై ఉన్న చోట నుండియే స్వామివారి సన్నిధానాన్ని దర్శించుకోవచ్చు. సాయికులవన్ సభామండపంలో రేపటి ఉదయ కార్యక్రమం 8:00 వేద పఠనంతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. 8:20 శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విద్యాసంస్థల వార్షిక క్రీడా సాంస్కృతికోత్సవాల బహుమతుల ప్రధాన కార్యక్రమం పతాకుదారులైన విద్యార్థుల కవాతుతో యూనివర్సిటీ బ్రాస్ బ్యాండ్ వాదనతో సాయికులవన్ సభామండపంలోనికి సాగే సాంప్రదాయక ఊరేగింపుతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. తదుపరి ఒక పరిచయ ఉపన్యాసానంతరం అనంతపూర్ క్యాంపస్ చెందిన అధ్యాపకురాలు ఒకరు మరియు స్వామివారి విద్యాసంస్థలకు చెందిన 5 విద్యార్థులు ప్రసంగిస్తారు. ఈ కార్యక్రమానంతరం విద్యార్థిని విద్యార్థులకు బహుమతులు ప్రదానం చేయబడతాయి. తదుపరి స్వామివారి దివ్య సందేశం. రేపటి ఉదయ కార్యక్రమం భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియను. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. సాయికులవన్ సభామండపంలో రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం 4:30 వేద పఠనంతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. 5:00 శ్రీ సత్యసాయి ఉన్నత విద్యాసంస్థకు చెందిన ప్రశాంతి నిలయం క్యాంపస్ విద్యార్థులు సర్వం కృష్ణమయం అను పేరిట ఓ నాటకను సమర్పిస్తారు. రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియను. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.